We now have to deal with the scientific advice question that was brought up, and I will go to the chair of the scientific committee for the two requests and the proposed solution. So, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There were two requests for advice from the Commission. And the first is with regard to the workload of the committee, and the other is related to nature of requests. The first one, the committee draws the Commission's attention to its already heavy workload and requests advice on how it should deal with individual requests from commissioners in the future. And our suggestion for advice will be that, based on the precedent, the committee will respond but allocate limited time to develop responses. But if there are many such requests, the chair of the scientific committee will consult with the chair of the commission before we allocate time to develop responses. The next one is related to the nature of requests. And that is, it therefore requests advice from the Commission on how to deal with any possible future requests along similar lines, either by the Commission itself or an individual government. That is, requests related to whaling that's not defined by an Aboriginal subsistence need statement approved by the Commission. And a suggestion for advice will be that a preferred way forward might be the process agreed by the Scientific Committee for the Northwest Pacific Common Minke Whales, and that is to discuss and synthesize all available relevant information in the spirit of a pre-implementation assessment, and then undertake an implementation or implementation review following the guidelines and protocols developed under the RMP. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. The floor is open for comments on these possible solutions. Mexico.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The burden, the workload of the scientific committee has is gigantic. Mexico opposes any request from a government to the scientific committee and would rather see it done through the commission. Thank you.
Thank you, Mexico. Argentina.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I agree with what was said by Mexico. I do not agree that the scientific committee should only receive requests dealing with quotas or subsistence whaling. I believe it should either be broader without any limitations or not. We could make requests on non-lethal use, sanctuaries, we could have requests on killing methods. Any area should be dealt with rather than restricting this to the issues that we always see, I say, of the interest of some particular countries. So either we include any object, any subject, or then I agree with Mexico that it is better if the Commission itself decides. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Costa Rica.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to say that we support the position expressed by Mexico and Argentina. Thank you.
Brazil.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I add my voice to those of Mexico, Argentina, and Costa Rica. Thank you.
Ecuador.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ecuador agrees with what was said by Brazil, Costa Rica, Argentina, and others.
Australia.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Australia believes that the work of the Scientific Committee should be directed by the Commission. The workload of the committee is very high, and it shouldn't be directed by individual commissioners. Thank you.
Okay. We got Panama. We got Italy. See the brackets again, okay? Panama and Italy. Okay. Okay, Panama.
Panama would like to add its voice to what was said by Mexico, Argentina, Costa Rica, Brazil, and Ecuador.
Thank you. Italy?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We want to associate with the statement of Mexico and others, given that the workload of the scientific committee is already enough, and we want to remind that the scientific committee is a scientific body of this commission as a sovereign institution and not of single member states, and changing this would go against rigorous procedures that we instead prefer very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Italy. New Zealand?
New Zealand would like to associate itself with what was said by the distinguished delegate of Australia. Thank you.
Thank you. India?
India would like to associate itself with the statement made by the delegate from Australia. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. St. Kitts and Nevis?
Thank you, Chair. While St. Kitts and Nevis believe indeed that the scientific committee is a subordinate body to the commission itself, we are running ourselves into some form of danger whereby the work of the scientific committee should be independent as far as scientific information is concerned. One of the explanations that I'd like to know, one of the questions I'd like to ask is if whether or not it will be a situation where a majority of the scientific of the commission will have to decide that, or if there is a significant number of members that might not be the majority, say a group like the Latin American group or the EU may wish for some work to be done by the scientific committee, if that request can be granted rather than always going for a majority from the commission, which can be quite dangerous.
Japan.
Thank you very much. While I understand the very heavy workload of a scientific committee, I like to rather support the status quo or traditional approach on the assumption that any request from member countries will be discussed in a limited time, like we enjoyed that privilege this year. The reason is if we have to go through the commission before we ask scientific advice, I'm afraid that that will limit the rights of some of the countries to ask a legitimate scientific question which they cannot handle by themselves. And especially many of the developing countries might have that kind of situation that when they have they like to ask the group of a scientist about particular issue. And I sense that some of the countries like to expand the scope of request for advice, which is understandable as long as that is within the scope or competence of this organization. But because of that reason, I think the process should be open to all member countries, rather than the commission has sort of a censorship role in choosing the request for scientific advice. Thank you.
Thank you, Japan. Iceland?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I tend to agree with the statement that was just made by Japan. And more than that, I would actually like to ask a question of clarification as to exactly what we are discussing. Is there a proposal to amend the rules of procedure of the scientific committee? Or are we simply having a few governments expressing their opinion on how it should operate? And if it is a formal proposal to amend the rules of procedure, isn't there a deadline of some days before the meeting before such proposals have to be there? Or I'm simply confused, and I would be happy to hear an explanation of exactly what it is we are discussing.
Well, my understanding, if you in the scientific report, they asked for the question was that the committee draws the commission's attention to the already heavy workload and requests advice on how it should deal with individual requests from commissioners in the future. And so they asked an advice on how they should handle individual requests, and then they asked advice from the commission on how to deal with any possible future requests along similar lines, either by the commission itself or an individual government. This is a request for Wayland that's not defined by an AES need statement approved by the commission. So this discussion is in response to the request for advice from the scientific committee. I don't think the rules of procedure deals with it. I assume that we could verify that. My understanding, this is just simply how the scientific committee has operated, but their workload continues to get heavier, and there's concern, and they ask for advice from the commission, and we're trying to provide that advice. Molly?
Merci. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You have partly answered my concern concerning the procedure of requesting the scientific committee has been defined. In this case, such request would fall under such procedures, but we do not have such procedures. We often need to have scientific views in order to develop our views before the commission. We should not wait until we come to the plenary session to ask for such information. This is why we are asking that this possibility be open to all countries to request the scientific views on their concerns. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
UK.
Sorry. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We very much associate ourselves with the remarks made by Australia and New Zealand. It seems to us that the committee has an approved work plan, which we later in this meeting will approve for 2007-08, and it shouldn't be deflected from that work plan by ad hoc requests which of their nature cannot give any more than ad hoc advice. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, UK. I guess the chair is struggling with this, to be honest with you. It appears to me that the scientific committee does have a heavy workload, but and we approve a work plan, but the governments have issues that come up that they need advice on, and if you have to can't get it by going to the scientific committee, then you have a whole additional year that you have to wait for advice. So, you know, I guess I'm struggling, and it appears that we may be struggling because there's no real consensus on this issue. Dominica.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe that it is prudent of us to recognize the needs of individual states in this matter. And I recognize the fact that the scientific committee has been strained in fulfilling its mandate under this commission in certain circumstances. But we cannot understate, Mr. Chairman, the need for states, individual states, to be able to request of the scientific committee advice, whether it's ad hoc or otherwise. And I would appeal to us that we maintain the status quo, since such status quo has worked very well and very efficiently in the past and continues to do so. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I guess with your indulgence, what I'd like to do is leave it status quo, but I'd like to try to work with the secretary and the chair of the scientific committee between now and 2008 and see if it's something that we need to bring forward to you, sort of a process or procedure by which this would work to get input, because it's obvious we don't have an agreement here. Argentina.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The issue is not the status quo or not. The issue is that it was said that only for some particular cases could governments bring up a request to the scientific committee. And that is one of the most sensitive elements. You cannot say that only for some cases can there be a request from the scientific committee. There has to be an absolute openness. In other words, any case
should be authorized for consultation or none at all. What you cannot say is that you can maintain the status quo for those that were referred to the scientific committee. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
My opinion, there would be. Let me let the chair of the scientific committee speak first.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's my understanding that all questions can be raised to the scientific committee from member governments as long as they are scientific questions and within the remit of the scientific committee. I don't think there was anything in my first intervention that prevented any subjects to be brought up with the scientific committee.
UK?
Chair, would it be helpful for the Commission to indicate to the Scientific Committee that any requests that are made to it should, of course, be exceptional in nature and should not unduly deflect from the work plan that has been agreed by the Commission as a whole, and that in its consideration of these matters, the Scientific Committee should seek to prioritize things accordingly?
Well, it's sort of my opinion that that's somewhat what they've been doing. They have that work plan approved by a commission. In other requests, the chair allots the time that he feels that they have to address that issue. Therefore, they may not be addressed in detail, but they'll spend a certain amount of time discussing. I'm not sure how big an issue this is, except from a workload standpoint, and that's why I made the suggestion that we try to work through this by sitting down with the scientific committee and looking at it, and if it's something we need to bring back further clarification, we would do it at the 2008 meeting. Iceland has asked for the floor.
Mr. Chairman, I simply wanted to give you support from the floor for your proposal. I think it does make sense to use the next year to look at this issue. I feel there might be a reason to think that a change of the status quo might require an amendment of the rules of procedure of the scientific committee. And that's, of course, one of the things that needs to be taken into consideration if the conclusion of this intersessional work will be to think about a possible amendment of the status quo. And I also agree with you that what was described by the UK is pretty much what the scientific committee has been doing, and therefore basically a description of the status quo. But I support your way forward. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Unless I see some opposition, further opposition, I think I would like to move forward in this way. We are running out of time. I know this is an important issue, but I think important issues sometimes need to have a little bit better examination. So unless someone stringently objects, can I ask your indulgence that we report back in 2008 after looking into this, and I will sit down with the secretary and the chair of the scientific committee, and we will look at this and come back in 2008. Is that okay?